Morning News. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump has breezed his way through a couple of wins for the former president.
More victories on the table for Donald Trump.
We've been on a rocket to the Republican nomination. It's been a rocket.
He's won the Missouri caucuses and has added to his delegate lead with Michigan's allocations. And there's voting in Idaho as well. The former president's campaigning in North Carolina ahead of Super Tuesday, making recent crimes committed by migrants illegally in the U.S. a focal point.
If Joe Biden's illegal alien migrants do not go back to their countries, we will never get our country back.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
There are no Democrat contests on Saturday. The next event is a Republican calendar is tomorrow in the District of Columbia. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. says Israel's agreed to a framework for a ceasefire in Gaza.
A senior U.S. administration official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal, adding that it's now up to Hamas to agree to it. The comments come before mediation talks were to resume in Egypt, with hopes of brokering a deal to pause fighting before the holy month of Ramadan. A deal would also allow aid to reach hundreds of thousands of desperate Palestinians in northern Gaza, many facing starvation. According to the official, the proposal includes a six-week ceasefire and release of hostages considered vulnerable, including the sick and wounded, elderly, and women. Hamas are expected to respond to mediators Qatar and Egypt. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Meanwhile, U.S. military planes began the first airdrops of thousands of meals into Gaza, and the militaries of Jordan and Egypt also conducted airdrops. No reported injuries or hazardous materials concerns after three trains were involved in a derailment in eastern Pennsylvania Saturday. This is SRN News. Going woke at the State Department.
According to a memo obtained by National Review, Secretary Antony Blinken is warning employees not to use words that indicate gender. No more mother, father, manpower, or ladies and gentlemen. Blinken also wants State Department staff to take pains to use the proper pronouns for their colleagues, including, quote, she, her, he, him, they, them, ze, zur, and many others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Gratz College near Philadelphia launching the first master's program in anti-Semitism studies in the U.S. School officials say the small private college's program will help fill the vacuum of knowledge about anti-Semitism across Jewish, non-Jewish, and governmental organizations responsible for generating policy to combat prejudice. Governor Shapiro is chairing the program, saying with a dangerous rise in anti-Semitism across the country, it's more important than ever Pennsylvanians be equipped with thorough knowledge. SRN News. A former NFL assistant coach, now out of prison.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has shortened the sentence of former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed for a drunken driving crash that seriously injured a girl. Parson converted the remainder of Reed's three-year sentence to house arrest. Reed had been sentenced in November of 2022 after pleading guilty to driving while intoxicated, causing serious bodily injury. A spokesman says Reed had completed his alcohol abuse treatment program and has served more prison time than most individuals convicted of similar offenses. Jason Walker reporting.
The Iditarod, the annual sled dog race celebrating Alaska's official state sport, did get underway today. The race officially begins tomorrow, 75 miles outside of Anchorage. 38 teams enrolled. SRN News.